Only hours after a meeting between the UN monitors and representatives from the warring sides in the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, Saudi-led airstrikes targeted an area near Al-Qabi'a village in Bayt al-Faqih district. Experts say the attacks would jeopardize the outcomes of the Sweden peace talks.
We felt relieved after the declaration of the ceasefire and also after the arrival of the UN team of observers. But we feared the current violation of the truce could spark another brutal cycle of violence in the port city. This will have devastating consequences on the civilians who have already had enough after nearly 4 years of death and destruction.
The truce agreement was signed between representatives of Yemen's Ansar Allah movement and the former Yemeni government in Sweden. Saudi-backed forces have been accused of committing 70 truce violations only on Thursday, including firing mortar shells and bombarding areas in the eastern side of Hodeidah.
Ansar Allah movement has given concessions out of consideration for the civilians in Hodeidah and across Yemen. This goodwill gesture should be respected as it is not a sign of weakness. Ansar Allah fighters and we beside them will defend our city and invaders will enter over our dead bodies.
The port city of Hodeidah is the only Yemeni port which has not fallen under the control of Saudi-led coalition. The Yemeni sides in Sweden agreed to let local forces have the control of the port, which is the gateway for some 80% of aid into Yemen. The failure of the current truce should shatter a glimmer of hope that was created by the unprecedented talks in Sweden. Yemenis have now turned to the UN and international community to put more pressure on Saudi Arabia and its allies to end their devastating aggression against their country. They believe if such brutal intervention stops, the country's political factions could bring back the country to order and end the unprecedented humanitarian crisis. Mohammed Attab, Press TV, from the outskirts of Al-Hudaydah Seaport City.